Welcome to BeUnique.org's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday I'll talk about how you can manifest the life you've always wanted. On the second Sunday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris Metaphysical Worldwide Services, joins us. You can find a link to her website in the description. On the fourth Mondays, we open the show to callers who may have questions and successful manifest stories. From time to time, we'll have special guests join us too. Today, I want to talk about the full moon. This is one of the more powerful tools that has helped some people manifest the life they want. Now, you'll hear me say this over and over again if you're a regular listener, but it's important. Like everything else in the universe, manifesting has rules. They're not hard. It might take time to train yourself to speak and think this way. Manifesting comes to you to help you focus your vision and ask in the way that makes the universe know that you clearly understand and know what you want. The rules of manifesting are all about how you speak your dreams into existence using present tense and positivity, how you believe and know that you deserve the life you want, and the life you want is already yours. Whatever little item you might be manifesting, it's on its way. You must be grateful for what you want. Understand that you may need to work to achieve your dream. Put action on your words, and we have a whole episode about that. That's a fun one. Be prepared to receive in unexpected ways and be patient. I want to tell you that while we meet with the universal energy of unconditional love, manifesting with the full moon is a little different because there's power in that moon. There's energy, just like there's energy in everything. We call upon our angels and spirit guides, our loved ones who have crossed over, our higher selves, our God, to manifest as a collaborative. If you Google how to manifest, you will find hundreds, if not thousands, of different ways to do this. Some people quote the law of attraction. Others refer to The Secret. And even though The Secret was a best-selling book and gained many followers, there really is no secret to manifesting. I think The Secret's become a series of movies, too. Or maybe it's an episodic. I don't remember. But regardless of your personal beliefs, your religious affiliation, and whether or not you've ever picked up any kind of scripture, you've probably heard some form of this command. Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened. Seek and you will find. There is no if, there's no but, there's no maybe, there's no hope or wish or prayer. The simple truth is, if we ask for what we want, we will receive it. Manifesting takes this one step further by helping us learn how to ask, how to state our wishes, how to create better wants and prayers into a form that's not muddled with doubt. We speak it into existence by our very faith. Whether your faith is in God, the universe, spirit, or yourself, your faith relies on a source inside and perhaps outside of yourself. It's just waiting to be called into action. Many manifest teachers suggest that we must create a ritual if we expect to manifest. Well, I want to say that tuning into this podcast is one kind of a ritual, especially if you do it every Monday. Some suggest that we should gather our manifesting materials. We should have a candle or crystals, essential oil, a journal, prayer beads, or maybe a silly toy. I'm going to say, hey, y'all, we're here. We're our manifest partners for each other. If you want to hold one of your special manifest tools while you manifest, while you listen to the podcast, that's perfectly fine. If you're driving, I suggest you hold on to the steering wheel. But you can hold the intentions of yourself, my intentions, the intentions of everyone listening within your heart and mind. For me, meeting with one person, whether we meet live on a live show or if it's one of the recorded shows, we're still collaborating. It's like entering a sacred space. We are united in our efforts to make this world better, and by joining our Manifest event, your presence sanctifies and energizes every event and infuses each one and every participant with power. We know that a cluttered space can clutter our minds, and despite all the things we have in our personal space, when we manifest, it's best if we have a tidy area. It's not always possible to do a clean sweep and clear out the clutter, but there are some things we can do toward that. We can sage our areas or spritz it with our favorite essential oils. We can also say something as simple as this: "May I now be permitted to clear this space so that the power of my manifesting ritual is magnified and amplified with the energy of the full moon." So be it, and so it is. If you would like for me to send you this statement, just email me manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and I'll be happy to send it to you. I'll also be happy to send you a copy of the full copy of all the details of our manifest rules if you request it. Now back to our special full moon manifest event. I want to take a brief moment to meditate and set our individual intentions. You don't have to close your eyes. Just take a deep breath in and hold it while you allow your intentions to flow from your higher selves. Exhale slowly. Take another deep breath in and allow your higher self to connect with the higher selves of everyone listening. Exhale with an ah, as in, "Ah, I know you." Take your last meditation inhale in, and let's all connect with the energy of Source. This is Gus, our God, the universe, the source of our being and the Great Spirit. This is the energy of unconditional love and peace. Now, as we exhale, just say, "Thank you." Let that you bring that last breath out. Thank you. Now, remember that we're all transforming and evolving. This is why we've been drawn together through BeUnique.org. Everything is changing. New cells are growing. Old cells are dying. New vibrations are creating what we have manifested in the past, while old vibrations hold less power. Energy patterns are creating experiences as we expand as spiritual beings. Illusions of limitation change with us. Growth is in our nature. Buddhists call this impermanence. This means that all of conditioned existence and reality, without exception, is transient, evanescent, inconstant. Every single thing is in a perpetual state of change and transformation. A rock slowly shrinks through time as the elements beat upon it. Mountains, volcanoes either grow or shrink. We're always changing. We're always transforming. The entire universe was created out of transformation. And this transformation includes you, me, as well as our individual and collaborative life situations in the here and now, in this present moment. As humans, we are born into the cycle of birth and death, breakdowns before breakthroughs, and destruction before new and vibrant creation. In fact, one of the things that some of the locals for Be Unique do is we create a little creative circle, and we create wands and headpieces, as well as other things like soaps and guidance discs. But to create one, we have to break another. We have to break a stick to get a twig. We have to cut ribbon to wrap around. We have to remove a button or a charm to sew it on. When we have a lot of components, you have to, as they say, you have to break a few eggs if you want to make a cake. Now, even if you're vegan, you have to mix things up and cut things before you add them together to make your vegan cake. Buddha said, "What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create." A well-known manifester named Mike Dooley tells us that our thoughts become things. When we trust divine timing, the universe, and deal with fear of failure, rejection, and loss, we can gain insight and absorb the wisdom of this transaction of energy flowing throughout life. That's when we can remember the beautiful ebb and flow of the oceans of constant change and use it to help us manifest our deepest desires. When we don't work with the power of change and improvement, we block our desires and keep them from manifesting. We create our world with our ability to rise above the illusion and transform fear into faith. By embracing transformation and the seasons of life, we say yes to the blessings of the universe. And so it is with gratitude. In other Manifest episodes, I talk about how to create gratitude journals, manifest journals, the power behind your own manifest journal statement, affirmation lists, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, and what positive statements really are. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, send me your manifest questions and success stories. I'd be delighted to share them with our global audience. If you want me to guide you on your manifest journey, just reach out. Email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until next week, keep it positive. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all our other shows.